The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today on the Forever Young Show. Whether you're catching us on iTunes or the radio dial out there, we're heard in over 100 of them across the country, or Sirius XM, thank you for catching us and welcome to the program. Just a little backstory. We've been here about 25 years. We like to focus on ways to educate our listeners on healthy lifestyle options and good quality science-based information. Glad to have you with us.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm happy to be here too, Kelly. So
yay.
Let's start off 2023 with a bang. You know, if you'd like to learn more about this show, please feel free to visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. That's foreveryoungradio.com. And you can listen to past shows, read so many articles, and make sure that you visit the radio page just to get more information on what we're covering today on past shows.
Mel, welcome to a new year, another chance to take a look at our health. It's in our own hands. You know, we can work with great professionals. We can listen to great podcasts, read wonderful articles. There's so many cool opportunities coming our way in 2023 that we can really reevaluate our approach to staying healthy in the new year. I think people are overhearing about the situation that's been we've been dealing with for the last 3 years, but it's left people in some poor health. So I'm really glad that we got together today and we're going to talk about it.
Absolutely. You know, and this is a topic that so many people are focused on, particularly around this time of year. And it's evidenced by the fact that the gyms become increasingly overcrowded as soon as January hits. So we want to talk to you about healthy weight management and how to support your body in that way. There will never be a magic bullet. There just won't. You know, you cannot escape with a poor diet and opting for not moving your body and not burning calories and expect to be at your optimal fitness level. But there are things that you can take nutritionally that can really help to support you on your journey, that can help to optimize maybe areas where your body is struggling a little bit and feeling a little bit sluggish. And so we kind of want to help you out with that. You know, even surgery is not a magic bullet. You can get surgery, you can get liposuction, and you can gain it all back. You can do the same thing with, you know, people who get gastric bypass. I mean, that really affects how you're able to eat. It does help some people lose weight, but you can also still have problems with that. You can also really begin to gain weight on that too if you exceed what you're supposed to be consuming. So there's really no easy answer. You really do have to put in some work, but we're here to help you and walk beside you as we go into this new year.
I think for years and years, so many people have focused solely on caloric intake, and it does play a massive role, Mel. We know that. You can't be eating 10,000 calories of cotton candy a day and being like, why can't I lose weight? I mean, sugar plays a role, but there's so many other things that people don't talk about where maybe it's not your fault. One, if you want to lose weight, don't starve yourself. Your body needs the right proteins. It needs the right fuel. We did a great show on blood sugar as well. If you're having issues with that, you can go to our archives at foreveryoungradio.com and pick that up after this show. But again, there's a lot of things that can add to the issue of people not being able to lose weight. And I think they need to understand that because they beat themselves up. Oh my goodness, I'm only eating 1,000 calories a day. I'm trying to work out. I'm not seeing anything move. But these roadblocks that you may not know could be the reason why you're not losing some of the weight. And I hope we can share that with people today, Mel.
Absolutely. You know, so if you're making poor lifestyle choices, then you already know that. We all know that when we're not eating how we should and coming out of the holidays, a lot of us are in that space, right? We all kind of get there. We're all human. But, you know, there can be underlying conditions. There can absolutely. We've talked about this in past shows where, you know, maybe you have a thyroid issue. Maybe you have adrenal fatigue. Again, we just want to really help you find more nutritional solutions, things that you can incorporate so that you're really giving your body like a whole body approach. Like, we got to approach all the issues surrounding this if you really want to be at your optimal level of wellness.
You know, a lot of things can play a big role. Unbalanced hormones. We're not hearing a lot about that. Again, when we're aging, think about how different we are. When I was younger, 20, 25 years old, I could eat whatever I wanted, then go to bed, not gain weight. Well, then I started having thyroid issues, or then my metabolism started changing. DHEA started changing. There's different things in our food supply, and this is both men and women. So if I start going through menopause, I could start having that. If men start going through andropause, which is that testosterone deficiency, they can start seeing some of that weight creep up as well. And you did mention the gym, Mel. There's this gym. It's a big organization across the country. They actually don't sell new memberships in January, which I think is kind of weird. I mean, if somebody's willing to, you know, put on the shoes, go get workout. I mean, nobody's working out for them. Let the poor people get back on track and give them an opportunity to do that.
I'm not sure that that's the best business model, but who am I to judge? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that the existing members probably appreciate that. If the gym is where you want to jump in, you're not alone. You're certainly not alone. You will never be alone at the gym in January.
Yeah, no doubt.
This is such a great way to start 2023. We're starting it off right with all of you out there. You know, and we want to kind of talk and share with you guys some nutritional ways that you can support that. But we also want to talk about maybe some of the underlying things that may be causing it. We all know when it's the obvious things, like we're overeating for the holidays because the food is delicious, or maybe we're not at home. It's harder to eat well when you're away from home. And a lot of people travel during the holidays. But, you know, maybe you have a disruption in your hormones. Maybe you have an underlying condition. So there's a lot to this. And it's not just the surface. Let's manage our caloric intake, even though that plays a major role. One thing, though, that so many people do this time of year is they set unrealistic goals. A lot of us go, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks. It's not that you can't do that. Is that the healthiest way to do it? For most people, probably not. Are you going to keep it off? It's less likely if you do things that are extreme that you're going to be able to maintain and balance. And then, you know, your body kind of like gets thrown really off when you have dramatic changes to anything. So low and slow is always the way to go. You know, basically, if you treat your body like a crock pot and you really just make lifestyle changes and you really start incorporating nutrition and start, you know, really maybe figuring out what your underlying conditions are and start treating those. Those are really the things that will get you on the path to long-term wellness. But setting unrealistic goals is something that kills so many of us, because the thing is if you go, oh, I have to do this, and then you don't achieve it because you were being really hard on yourself, are you going to feel excited or are you going to feel discouraged? I mean, personally, yeah. I'm going to feel discouraged. So, you know, set realistic goals that you can achieve. And maybe instead of focusing on a specific number, just remember when you start going back to the gym, muscle does not weigh more than fat. That's a really weird saying. Muscle, though, is not as bulky as fat. So you can be muscling up and muscle is more dense and losing fat, which is more bulky. And maybe the scale won't be going down as much as you'd like to see because that muscle is more dense. It's smaller. So your body starts to shrink. And maybe you have lost a couple of pounds of fat, which are very bulky, and you've gained a few extra pounds of muscle, which are very slim. So sometimes you really just have to pay attention to, some people use a measuring tape. Some people just really pay attention to how their clothes fit. Sometimes the scale is not going to be your friend on your weight loss journey right away. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, there's a lot of people, too, living in this day and age, having lived through this pandemic that we all lived in, probably gained your COVID-15. Like the rest of the world, right?
Yeah.
That are also finding themselves in need of being on certain medications like antidepressants. here on this show, we do always encourage people to work with a naturopath to try and find natural solutions. But sometimes you do need to bring in the big guns, and sometimes that means pharmaceuticals. And unfortunately, some of those medications can actually really contribute to significant weight gain. Kelly, I know there's articles on this as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. There was an article in Scientific American that noted that up to 25% of people who take antidepressants report significant weight gain. Now, they also state that it's not uncommon, and this kind of blew me away, to be honest, that people report gaining 8 to 10 pounds in only a few weeks of starting their antidepressants. So you can imagine that really just creates a situation where a lot of people are gaining weight because of their medication. But, you know, we want people to make sure they're dealing with things. You got to take your medication.
Absolutely.
But again, we want to be more open-minded and be aware of that so we can make modifications in our life, preparing ourselves for that. There was actually a doctor who was writing for Mayo Clinic, and he noted that weight gain is a possible side effect of nearly all antidepressants. So it's not just if you're taking one particular one, maybe you're thinking to move another one and, hey, I'll try this one so I don't gain this weight. That doctor correlated all weight gain to almost all the antidepressants. So being aware of that, I think, is very helpful to people.
For sure, Kel. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of women who have this issue when they're on birth control. We're not suggesting you should get off of your birth control, you know, but, you know, there's a bunch of different combinations in birth control where one may not be the right hormonal combination for you. There's a lot of different side effects that can be associated with birth control. You really just need to find what works best for your body, for your individual physiology, for your individual makeup. But, you know, we're certainly not recommending anybody hop off their meds. But yes, you have to pay attention to what the side effects are and what you can do to kind of mitigate it. But Kelly, there's also other issues. You know, I mentioned the thyroid issues. We've talked extensively about this. Kelly, you suffer from Hashimoto's. Yeah. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I want to point something out for you all out there listening. So last year, I decided to try keto. And people have had lots of success on keto. I lost pretty quickly some weight. But again, you need to understand that if you have a thyroid issue, you need to be cycling off of keto. You can't just stay on keto because it tends to affect your different levels of hormones. And you can read tons of articles on there. I think we even have a keto article at foreveryoungradio.com. We're also going to put that article up there on weight gain and antidepressants. So feel free to go and read that when you have a moment. But we see all these fad diets or different things that people are doing out there. Note that not everybody is the same, right? So the way I may convert food or blood sugar or glucose or my A1C may be different from yours, Mel. So if you are thinking you might have a thyroid issue, we also have articles on that. Go and read more, but we did another podcast on it as well. You can go and listen to it. We focused on Hashimoto's on that one. But work with a really good naturopathic MD or get a good endocrinologist and kind of figure out what's going on, because that kind of goes hand in hand with the next category of what people are dealing with, and that is insulin resistance or metabolic syndrome. And, you know, we've done shows on that as well, Mel. If you can't get the way your body's converting sugar into fuel, you're going to have a hard time getting to those weight management goals that you really want to get to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is really important, like what you said, is that keto is not going to be the best choice for everybody. You know, there was another really big diet out there that everybody was on years ago, the Atkins diet. But, you know, some people did really well on it. And then other people were finding that it was a little harder on their heart. They might have had elevated cholesterol levels. Some people process that kind of eating better than others. One of the diets that Dr. Stengler is really a big advocate of is the Mediterranean diet, which is very kind of simple, clean foods and good fats. And, you know, not all fat is bad. Like avocados are great. Salmon is great. It's got all those omegas. It's good for your brain. It's good for your skin. It's good for your heart. If you're eating nuts and just kind of clean eating will always be the best way to eat. If keto works for you, I do know people who have done it long term and it worked well for them. I know that my husband and I tried keto, and of course, because he has the benefit of testosterone and he's also just a few years younger than me, he dropped like 11 pounds in a week. And I was like, oh, and I'm looking at him like, and he was doing lazy keto. So let's just say he wasn't paying complete attention, but he was basically eating the keto style diet, which is, you know, essentially low carb, high protein. He was dropping it like crazy. And I was like having to pay attention to my micros and my macros and make sure I didn't fall out of balance. And, you know, and I did end up losing a good amount, but I just couldn't sustain it. It was one of those things where I was like, this cannot be a lifestyle for me. But I find that personally, when I just eat clean and I'm just eating lots of veggies and lots of meat and really also not over salting food and sort of like chilling on things like butter and chilling on things like sour cream, you know, all those delicious toppings that we all love, and really just kind of enjoying more clean food. I love vegetables. I love fruits. I've always loved it since I was a kid. I know a lot of kids do not enjoy eating their veggies. You know, that, like you were saying, you know, your niece is like, I'm going to give up broccoli for Lent. And I love broccoli. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'll eat my little trees. And I've tried really hard to get my kids to eat that way, you know, but it's a little, it's got to be balance, you know, because any one thing, if it's too extreme, most people do not thrive under that. Yeah. Most people's bodies are really not built also to function under situation that is restrictive to such a point where you're really consuming just one channel of food. Our bodies are designed to have like a whole rainbow of food, you know. Also, what's interesting, and I can't talk too much on it because I really haven't done it myself, but I know that there's a lot more people also eating based on their blood type. And that's kind of interesting. So you guys might want to check that out too.
Yeah, definitely. And then being aware that even healthy foods sometimes can cause you a little bit of a challenge if you do have some issues going on, whether you're on blood thinners or perhaps you have a thyroid issue, you need to make sure you're not getting goitrogenic foods like kale. Everybody loves kale.
Right.
My body doesn't love kale. I don't know why, but you know, you just got to kind of be aware. And there's great food sensitivity tests that you could do out there. When we come back from the break, I want to share a little bit more on that because I was consuming something that I thought was pretty healthy for me, and it wasn't. But you can always go and learn more and read these great articles at foreveryoungradio.com. We'll be right back after the break.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Thank you all again for joining us today on Forever Young Radio. Today we are talking about a topic that is near and dear to our heart and sometimes our gut, our thighs, and our hips. So we're talking about weight management, healthy weight management. It's a focus for people year-round, but particularly coming back from the holidays, whatever holidays you celebrate. My husband's family is Italian, just like you there, my friend.
Yay.
And there's so much good pasta and there's good bread and there's good all this and good all that. Now, that's not the way that I can eat normally for my waistline. And so coming back from Christmas, I have to redouble my efforts after the new year to get back on track and to drop like my sweets cravings and all of that. So we want to talk to you about just healthy ways that you can get yourself back on track and, you know, and maybe combat some underlying issues or maybe combat medications that you may need to be on. The big question is here, though, with so many products in the marketplace that are meant to address weight management, why does it seem like obesity levels are climbing each year, especially here in America?
Well, I think it goes back to the way you set up the show. There's no magic bullet. You got to do some work. It's even when you were mentioning like the sleeve or the gastric bypass, right?
Right.
Essentially, in most cases, when before those people have the surgery, if you have a good doctor, they have you go and talk to a counselor for 3 to 4 visits prior to doing that, just so you could get your mind wrapped around it. Because
right.
once you start to lose that weight and you get to that goal, you want to start living again because you look great, you feel good, you want to start going out more, and then you end up back into that place. I think a lot of the products on the market take advantage of people. They put things in there that cause people issues. I think about this product I took like, goodness, probably 20 years ago. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it, but I'm doing it. It's called Metabolite. I don't know if they're even around anymore. But they were putting in things that were giving people heart palpitations. People thought they were having a cardiovascular event. If you're taking anything, whether it's to detox the body or to maybe help the body speed up the metabolism, and you get those heart palpitations and you start feeling anxious or anxiety, that is not a good product for you. That is not going to help you get long term of where you need to go. Any type of nervousness.
Probably about 20 years ago myself, I was like, ooh, let's zing it up. This nutritional supplement, or that's how it was sold. And it mostly it was natural and it was basically a lot of caffeine. I found very quickly that I was super hyper sensitive to caffeine. I remember getting like the sweats, being hot. My heart was racing, felt super nervous, felt like I was having like kind of an anxiety attack. Yeah. So I really have never been able to effectively use those products. I have known people that do. You know, we could have a whole commentary on energy drinks today and what that's doing to people. But, you know, one of the things that gets really messed up when you're consuming too many stimulants is your adrenal glands take a major blow. So people are taking these things because they want to increase their energy levels. They want to burn fat when they're taking those things. And what they're doing is they're actually sabotaging one of the biggest workshops in their body that is actually responsible for producing the hormones that help them manage their weight, that help produce their energy, that help them to sleep better, and that help them manage stress. And you take something that's like a high caffeine or heavy stimulant, you're going to feel anxiety and stress. You're not going to sleep well, especially if you take it at night. And basically, your energy levels are going to be artificially inflated while it's in your system. And then you're going to crash and burn, baby. It is not an ideal way to treat your body. I mean, quite frankly, if you can improve your overall digestion and detoxification, you're going to find that your energy levels are going to go up. You're going to find that you're going to find it easier to pop out of bed, to feel good in the morning when you start your day, and to keep moving throughout the day. Clean eating and the right nutrition and keeping your body moving and keeping your metabolism going, that's what's going to help you feel better.
Well, yeah, especially we talk a lot about MTHFR on this show. Most of those energy drinks out there have like niacin, not flush free. They have bees, scalps are tingling. You're getting the wrong forms. You're not getting a full form. And that's why I wanted to talk about the testing too. You know, I had mentioned kale. Well, every day after a workout, I was having whey protein. Then I went to Dr. Mark Stangler, you know, a good friend of our show, America's Natural Doctor, and I had my food sensitivity test done. Now, I was only allergic to two things. One was oysters, and the other was whey protein. And I had wondered, goodness, am I just working out too hard every time? Is that why I have a stomach ache? No, it was from the whey. And the minute I was able to get off that, the belly inflammation stopped, the digestive upset stopped. Find out which foods are vibing with your system and which ones aren't. Well, I love that you brought up detoxification. I mean, each and every day, things are coming into our life, whether we like it or not. And that's in the form of toxins, right? We may get it in our food supply. We may get it in our water supply, our environment, shampoos, conditioner, lotions that we're putting in our body. So it's very important for you to understand, are you having an issue with detoxification, or are you consuming things that maybe you shouldn't? And that's where I love food sensitivity tests.
Yeah, you know, they actually have them via mail order now, which is really interesting. People are doing these tests at home just the same way that they do those DNA tests. So you can do that. I personally went to an allergist because it was crazy, you know, and I live in a house that we keep fairly clean, but I have two cats and a dog. And, you know, and I've always been a cat person since I was young, but I was just going, oh my gosh, I'm getting sick all the time. I know I'm allergic to grass. They did the full scratch test. Thankfully, I had no food sensitivities, but I found out that I'm allergic to my two cats. So guess what? Amen. The cats stay. I just got to pump up what I'm taking daily for my allergies.
So,
right. Quercetin, NAC, all of those things. But, you know, I mean, and in your case, you had to say, no way.
No way.
Sorry.
No way
I was holding
that
in
myself again. I love that. No way.
No way.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, I moved on very quickly. I went to a pea protein. I mean, goodness gracious, there's so many proteins out on the market that you can take now, vegan, vegetarian, one without whey, you know, there's great forms out there. And I encourage you to do your due diligence. We actually have a show on our podcast archives, you know, the real deal on protein, what to look for, what to avoid. You guys can go and check that out. But getting back to it, it's like, at times in my life when I was so busy and I started gaining weight, it's because I wasn't making it a priority of the food I was putting into my body. It's not that I was just gaining weight because I was busy. It's because I wouldn't eat all day. And then 8 o'clock at night, I'm like, who wants pizza? You know, because you're too tired to cook. You got to get ready for the next day. And one of the things that I've done and I've constantly done for the past couple of decades is I set myself up with prepared meals. Twice a week, you meal prep, or every day, throw something in the crock pot. Now we have those air fryers. I did tilapia last night in the air fryer. Yum. It was ready in 9 minutes. You know, I mixed it with the salad, good to go. And so again, at the end of the day, when we're so tired, especially if we're incorporating new exercise routines, the last thing we want to, you know, do when we come home is to cook a massive meal, clean up the kitchen, do the dishes. So try to set yourself up to make sure you have something in the fridge, or you're bringing stuff with you to work, or different things in, you know, in your bag when you go to work, so you have an opportunity. Otherwise, what ends up happening, and what we've learned to do at the tip of our fingers, especially in the last 3 years, is meal delivery services and not meal prep services. So you have the DoorDash, the Postmates, Instacart, all showing up to your house with anything that you can desire within 30 to 45 minutes. So actually take a little bit of a look at that as well, and realize how important food is in incorporating into your day-to-day. Because you could be starting a new workout routine, and you got to think about it like this. I had a trainer tell me one time, 80% of it is what you're eating, 20% of it is workout. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not really buying that. You can't outwork a poor diet. And so it's like, look, I look at it as 80-20. I'm not eating 100% of the time greens from a, you know, from the field. I like to have a hamburger every now and then. I like to go to In-N-Out. I like to have a sandwich. Maybe I go gluten-free bread. It's like finding these little hacks where you can still have the foods you like, but without having that full caloric intake.
But finding out how your body functions and what your body needs is extremely important, and what kind of dietary changes will be optimal for you, and really finding balance in that. But, you know, we need to give a little bit of time to the world of exercise and how that is so important for your body. Right, Kel?
Yeah, definitely. And especially in these colder months, I think here we are, we're starting anew. We've had a lot of weather going on throughout the country. A lot of people are dealing with different things. You know, you lose a little bit of motivation. But I can only say this, you know, to our listeners, because it's helped me, is find what you like. Don't go to the gym because you think that's what you're supposed to do if you don't like going to the gym. There's plenty of cool classes you could take. Pilates is a wonderful avenue. It looks easy. It's super hard. I just want to put that out there. But, you know, there are different things that you could do to kind of get your body moving and motivated. But again, why I mention those cold months is normally our joints hurt a little bit more. You know, old injuries are starting to spur on and we're not moving as much. And, you know, the old term move it or lose it is very indicative to how your body's feeling with that inflammatory load as well. So I hope when we come back from the break, we can share with people some things they can incorporate. But in the meantime, check us out, foreveryoungradio.com.
Every day in the news and in research publications, we're hearing more and more about the importance of vitamin C. Vitamin C is an essential vitamin, meaning your body cannot produce it. Yet it has many roles and has been referred to as a powerful antioxidant that may strengthen your body's natural defenses. Antioxidants are molecules that support the immune system. They do so by protecting cells from harmful molecules called free radicals. Pureway C is a proprietary, proven form of vitamin C documented with research studies in vitro and clinical trials, showing that it is rapidly absorbed and highly retained by the body, offering a 12-hour retention rate. Emerald Labs PureWay C 500 mg plus R-alpha lipoic is doctor-formulated, made with non-GMO ingredients, gluten-free, and is a vegan formula. To learn more about the Emerald Labs line of products, you can visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other retailers nationwide.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this show that we are talking about on healthy weight management, which is, again, focused for the new year. Everybody focuses on it. But, you know, it's something that we really should think about as being just a lifestyle incorporated change that we make to optimize our overall wellness moving forward into the future. We talked about how people set unrealistic goals sometimes, and that's really what gets us really burned out and fatigued in our efforts very quickly, which is why, you know, people make these New Year's resolutions and then they're burned out within a few weeks or a month, and then the gyms empty out again and everybody kind of goes back to their old way of doing things because they kind of give up. So today we just kind of want to help support you with some practical advice and information on what you might want to consider doing to support your overall wellness. As everybody will tell you, and everybody knows, we all know this, that there is no magic bullet, and diet and exercise does always play a big role.
And hydration. I think people, I ask them, do you drink water? Well, it's not really water season. Hold on, let me pick up my head that just popped off on the ground and put it back on. Because every day is water season. You need to make sure that you're getting in clean, quality water. And especially as we move on, and we're going to share with you a couple of things that we like to incorporate. If you don't plan on drinking water with this protocol, please don't even try doing it. Because if you're planning on detoxification and you're wanting to move things throughout the body, water and hydration is essential in doing that.
Absolutely. You really, really have to hydrate. In fact, most of your body systems will not do well if you stay in a state of slight dehydration. People will find that, you know, you start getting headachy. You might start feeling brain fog. You know, you can survive longer without food than you can without water. So, and is there water in some of the foods that you eat? Absolutely. There's water in virtually everything that you consume. But is it enough to sustain all of your systems and keep everything flowing? No, it's not. Every part of your body needs hydration, and water is the best way to do it. And if you're not somebody that enjoys the taste of water, they have like little drops that can flavor it. But, you know, there's seltzers that are very lightly flavored and they don't have sugar in them. There's many, many ways that you can hydrate your body. We do recommend that if you're going to drink water, drink filtered, because there is a lot of stuff that may be coming out of your tap. Different parts of the country have different issues. We have hard water out here. There's also fluoride that goes into the water.
If you're not a water drinker, just try to put more in. And if you're going to detoxify, make sure that you're drinking water. One of the things that I like to do each and every year, and I do it multiple times a year, is I use Emerald Labs Super Cleanse. Tell us a little bit about what's so great about Super Cleanse, Mel.
But, you know, like you were saying, Kelly, like basically your body has got to be able to eliminate, you know, you wouldn't keep the trash just piling up in your house. You have to take it to the curb and let it get carried away. Super Cleanse is a formula that will really effectively help you do that with your body. Also, it has soluble and insoluble fibers in there. If you're taking fiber, you have to hydrate it. You really do, because otherwise you're basically going to create a brick in your gut. It's designed to absorb water, maximize that fluff up. It also helps you to have a sense of satiation, but it also is designed to create like this little broom that sweeps through your colon and helps all of this, you know, all the nasty stuff you don't want to hold on to exit your body. So it is a blend of cleansing and detoxifying ingredients, and it's really designed to work independently. But for people who are also trying to focus on their overall weight management, there's another formula we're going to mention as well called Diet and Cleanse, which is really more focused on improving the, you know, overall metabolic response in the body. So, but Super Cleanse specifically is formulated to cover all of the bases when it comes to helping your body to properly eliminate. It's a combination of ingredients, including glucomannan, which is a phenomenal source of fiber, and Trifala, which if you guys aren't familiar with Trifala, it's a pretty incredible ingredient. This is an ingredient that is very well respected in the world of Ayurveda. It's a combination of three different nutrients, one being amla, the other one being something called bibitaki, also known as Terminalia bilarica, and harataki are known as Terminalia chebula. So the bibitaki portion of it is something that has been used in Indian Ayurveda to help with blood sugar dysregulation. And the harataki portion of this is something that they call the king of medicines. Obviously, we don't make those kind of claims here, but they consider it to be, quote unquote, the king of medicines. It is full of wonderful phytochemicals and really supportive of digestive issues. And then amla is very high in tannins. Now, all of these things are also considered to be things that are immunosupportive. There is a gut-brain connection. But the great thing about Trifala is that it actually helps the body to support the detoxification and elimination processes in the body without causing cramping. So there's different things out there that have been used in the past that can actually cause like stomach cramping or make you feel overstimulated. European milk thistle. So detoxification, your liver is one of the main supporters of the pathways of detoxification in the body. And milk thistle, this European milk thistle, which is standardized to 80% silymarin, this is really supportive of your liver, which is involved in the detoxification pathways in a major, major way. So, you know, those are just a couple of aids of this formula. But overall, you're also going to be getting probiotics, prebiotics, all sorts of cleansing, detoxifying ingredients to really help your body to eliminate and get rid of the junk. You know, you've got to get rid of that junk in your body. And this can really help to relieve people who are suffering from chronic constipation.
I love that you mentioned the cramping and stuff. Like, think about when somebody has food poisoning, right? What happens? You're in the bathroom nonstop. You get dehydrated. Those are all things we want to try to avoid. So good thing on mentioning that. But I love when you talk about Super Cleanse, which you just highlighted, working with it in combination with Emerald Labs Diet and Cleanse. Again, this is formulated by a doctor, stimulant-free, going back to that original conversation in the beginning, and they contain ingredients that are kind of there for the purpose of helping you to cleanse and detox and to get you on the path back of what you're looking for. Now, one of the ingredients in there, Mel, is Meritrim, and that's been clinically proven.
Meritrim is a proprietary blend of two plant extracts. So Spheranthus indicus flowerheads and Garcinia mangostana fruit rind. So, and each of these plants contributes an essential part to its ability to affect multiple pathways that are involved in fat cell formation and breakdown for ultimate weight management benefits. There were two major randomized double-blind placebo-controlled studies that showed its ability to help significantly reduce weight and waist size within 2 weeks, and then to significantly reduce hip size within 8 weeks.
But either way, no matter what you do when you're trying to figure out this journey, and if it's something you've been dealing with each and every year, and you just maybe lose 5 pounds, then gain 15, take a different approach to it. Don't look at it as a diet. The minute you look at things as a diet, you start looking at us, they're taking something away from me. It's my last night to be able to have this. I'm going to hammer 2 cheeseburgers. You know, don't look at it as like that. Follow it in a way of like, I'm going to make some lifestyle changes. I'm still going to allow myself to have a piece of cake every now and then. I'm going to allow myself to maybe have a cocktail on the weekends. It's like, find what works for you, whether it be dietary, whether it be exercise, or whether it be food, and then incorporate some of these great things along the way that can kind of help you potentially get to the other side of it without dealing with that uncomfortableness of like a really gnarly detoxification, which we don't recommend on this program.
Absolutely. It really is all about balance. Like, we all become off balance sometimes, but it's really about finding your happy place, finding your happy balance. If for you, you can't be as stringent about your diet and exercise regimen, just balance that out elsewhere. If you can't exercise as much as you want to, then try to figure that out with your caloric intake. So really just go into it with the mindset of being kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself, be encouraging and positive to yourself. People who have a positive inner monologue as well will find that they're going to be more successful. And don't be hard on yourself if you have a so-called fail day. Just wake up the next day and get ready to start over again. Just try and maintain balance. You have a bad day, pick yourself up. You're having a hormonal week, remember, next week you're going to get right back on the saddle again. and just keep doing that for yourself. This is a lifelong journey and we only get this one body. So let's do the best that we can to take good care of it. And that means mentally, emotionally, physically, how we eat, the whole thing. We're a whole person spiritually. We got to feed our bodies.
I love that, Mel. Thank you so much for the words of advice and the kindness that you show to our listeners and also, you know, anybody who comes in contact with you. I think it's very encouraging. You're a wonderful educator. And as we mentioned today, Emerald Labs Diet and Cleanse, Super Cleanse, we highlighted those two products. You can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. And as a partner in health, use the code FOREVER and you get 20% off your order. And that's in addition to the 10% daily discount. So quite a good discount for you to try these products. Go to foreveryoungradio.com when you have a moment. Click on episode 403. We've linked great articles, great information, and you can learn more about Emerald Labs there. Hope you all have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.